好。
Hare Krishna， 在昆塔之音服务员于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年6月7日，星期日。今天早上继续由亲爱的阿叔来为我们讲圣典薄伽罗坛的早课。今天是圣典薄伽罗坛的第二篇，第几章？第八章，第二篇第八章第十五十节。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 8, questions by King Parikshit, and today text 15.
今天我们学习的是圣典薄伽罗坛第二篇第八章第十五十节，这一章的标题是 Parikshit 王提的问题。
Bhupatala
Bhupatala
Akup
Sorry, I didn't have the text for word to wordtranslation.
You don't need to do the translation now. I can send you. I can send to you.
Okay.
Okay, here you are. Kakup.
Kakup.
I'm just reading the word for, I'm not reading the translation. Kakup Vyoma.
Vyoma.
Bhupatala Kakup Vyoma.
Bhupatala Kakup Vyoma.
Graha.
Graha.
Nakshatra.
Nakshatra.
Bhubritam.
Bhubritam.
Graha nakshatra Bhubritam.
Graha nakshatra Bhubritam.
Sarit.
Sarit.
Samudra.
Samudra.
Dipanam.
Dipanam.
Sarit samudra dipanam.
Sarit samudra dipanam.
Sambhava.
Sambhava.
Da.
Da. Sambhava. Etat.
Oksha. Oksham. Okasam.
Okasam.
Sambhava chetad okasam.
Sambhava chetad okasam.
Bhupatala Kakup Vyoma.
Bhupatala Kakup Vyoma.
Graha Nakshatra Bhubritam.
Graha Nakshatra Bhubritam.
Sarit Samudra Svipanam.
Sarit Samudra Svipanam.
Sambhava Chetad Okasam
Sambhava Charita Okasam.
Okay, word for word. Bhupatala.
Bhupatala.
Translation.
在陆地之下。
Kakup.
Kakup. 天堂的四个方向。
Vyoma.
天空。Vyoma, 天空。
Graha.
Graha, 行星。
Nakshatra.
Nakshatra, 星星。
Bhubritam.
Bhubritam, 山峰。
Sarit.
Sarit, 河流。
Samudra.
Samudra, 海洋。
Dvipanam,
Dvipanam, 岛屿。
Sambhava,
Sambhava, 表面。
Cha,
Cha, 也。
Etat,
Etat, 他们的。
Okasam,
Okasam, 居民。
It.Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 的提供。译文：最优秀的 Brahmana 啊，也请解释遍布宇宙各处的球体、天堂的四个方向、天空、行星、恒星、山脉、河流、海洋、岛屿以及居住其上的居民都是怎样被创造出来的。要旨：居住在不同环境中的居民情况各不相同，并不是众生在所有的方面都是一样的。住在陆地上的居民不同于在水中的居民或天上的居民，同样天空中不同的星球上的居民也各不相同。至尊主的大自然法律的安排是没有一个地方空着，但一个地方的生物体不同于其他地方的生物体。即使在人类社会中，居住在森林和沙漠里的人就不同于居住在城市和乡村里的人，他们的躯体都是物质自然属性以不同的比例构造而成。大自然法律的这种安排不是盲目的，而是背后有个宏大的计划。 Parikshita 王请求伟大的圣人 Sukadev Goswami用权威的知识和正确的理解解释所有这一切。译文：最优秀的 Brahmana 呀，也请解释遍布宇宙各处的球体、天堂的四个方向、天空、行星、恒星、山脉、河流、海洋、岛屿以及居住其上的居民都是怎样被创造出来的。 Hare Krishna。
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manu Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupa Tarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. 大家好。
大家好。
And, it's very interesting the succession of questions that Maharaj Parikshit is asking, to Shukadeva Goswami.
Parikshita Maharaj 向 Shukadev Goswami 提问的顺序也很有意思。
There is a sequence.
他的提问是有次第的，有顺序的。
And is asking about the main subjects that, are the most prominent in throughout the whole Vedas.
他提了关于在韦达经当中的主要的题旨。
He asked about the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Control in his form as Paramatma.
他问到了有关至尊主、至尊的控制者 Paramatma 超灵的话题。
He asked about time, the time factor.
问到了时间因素。
Then asked about karma.
也问到了 karma, 业报法则。
And he is asking about prakriti, material nature.
也问到了 prakriti, 物质自然。
So these are the main, this and these four and the living entities, the jivas, are the five main subjects in the Bhagavad Gita throughout all the Upanishads, and they are the essence, the main points in all the Vedas.
再加上jiva, 个体灵魂，这五个体质是国家梵歌的五个主要体质，也是 Upanishad 的奥义书以及所有伟大经典的主要体质。
Ishvara, the supreme controller.
Ishvara, 至尊控制者。
The jivas, living entities, parts and parcels of the Ishvara, but controlled by the Lord.
Jiva, 也就是 Ishvara, 至尊主不可分割的一部分，受至尊主控制。
Prakriti, material nature.
Prakriti, 物质自然。
And then we have karma, the activities, or time.time.
还有时间 kala.
We discussed time, how time in contact with material modes of energy produce the activities, karma.
我们也讨论了时间是如何通过与物质自然能量接触产生了各种各样的活动 karma.
So here we are talking about prakriti because this material manifestation, this creation,that we are in, it comes about by the material energy of the Lord.
这节是我们讨论的是 prakriti, 物质自然，这个物质展示或者说物质创造，因为它也是来自于主的物质能量。
What's the purpose? What's the purpose of this creation?
创造的目的何在？
Why is there material creation?
为什么会有物质创造?
And why were so many varieties of things within this material creation?
为什么在物质创造当中存在如此多的多样性?
Why so many varied forms of living entities?
为什么有各式各样的生物体存在于这个物质创造中?
Is every corner of the creation inhabited by living entities, or some places are empty?
在这个物质创造中的，是不是每一个角落都有生物体居住，还是说有空着的、空闲的角落？
So this material creation comes about by the will of the Lord.
这个物质创造的诞生是主的愿望。
Nothing happens without the will of the Lord.
没有什么在没有至尊主的来愿望，没有什么不是至尊主的愿望。
This material creation is also a pastime of the Lord.
这个物质展示、物质创造也是主的逍遥时光。
And for us.It's a very wonderful, it's an incredible pastime.
对我们来说这是非同寻常的精彩的逍遥时光。
How the Lord expands himself comes himself as the Vishnu avatar, Ma Vishnu avatar, and it's such a gigantic form from whose...The spore, skin pores, and from its breathing, so many innumerable universes are coming out. It's just unimaginable.
他是如主是如何将自己扩展为 Mahavishnu 这样一个巨大的形体，然后从他的呼吸，从他的毛孔当中又诞生了无数个宇宙，这对我们来说简直是难以置信的。
How he creates all the different varieties of forms.
他是如何创造出各式各样的生物体的形式的?
8,400,000 species of life.
总共840多万种生物体。
It's incredible.
简直难以置信。
How he creates so many planets from his second form of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. He creates so many planets that are floating there in the sky.
他是如何通过他的第二重扩展 Garbhodakashaya Vishnu 又扩展出各那么多的行星漂浮在空中。
And all these planets are rotated there in space and they never collide against each other.
众多的行星在自己的轨道上有序地运转着，从来不会相撞。
Because he's controlling everything.
因为他控制着一切。
So this material creation for us is something that blows our minds. It's incredible. We look at the sky and see the stars and we can hardly imagine what is up there in space.
这个物质创造对我们来说是难以置信的。我们仰望天空的时候看到天上的星星都很难明白那里到底是什么。
So certainly this material creation is overwhelming.
所以说这个物质创造无疑是非常令人震惊的。
For certainly cannot come about by an accident. Something is planned, somebody is behind the happenings of this material creation.
绝不是偶然发生的，一定是这个物质创造之后，必定是有人精心在设计。
So why the Lord creates this material world? There is already the spiritual world that is eternal existing. Why this material world is also created and manifested, in periodically and sometimes non-manifested and manifested again and on and on.Why this material creation?
已经有灵性世界存在了，为什么还会创造出来物质世界来？这个物质世界会定期的展示，到底是为了什么？
Does the Lord need to create this material world?
主需要创造这个物质世界吗？
Certainly not. It's not his desire to.He doesn't create this world because of his personal need.
当然不是，主创造这个物质世界并不是因为这是他个人的需求。
Material world is just a portion of the whole creation of the Lord.
物质世界只是主的整体创造当中的一部分。
It's just 1/4.
只是他整个创造的四分之一。
But why does he create this world when the spiritual world is already there with all the facilities for the living entities to live happy and eternally and always in bliss?
灵性世界已经具备了所有的条件，能够让所有的生物体永恒的、喜乐的居住在那里。那为什么主还要创造一个物质世界呢？
This material creation is created, this material nature is created because there are individual souls that prefer to misuse their independence, their minute independence that they have as being part and parcels of the Lord.
这个物质自然之所以被创造出来，就是因为有一部分的生物体虽然也属于主的不可分割的一部分，但是他们却更愿意误用自己微小的独立性。
The Supreme Lord is totally independent.
至尊主是完全独立的。
And the living entities, they share a portion of this nature, this tendency of being independent.
生物体也享有微小的部分的独立性。
But constitutionally, they are not independently.
但是生物体原本的地位却并不是独立的。
They are parts and parcels.
它们都是主的不可分割的一部分。
The parts and parcels, they are connected with the all.
作为不可分割的一部分，它们是和整体连接着的。
Otherwise, they have no existence.
否则的话，它们是无法存在的。
But the parts and parcels, the living entities also have some tendency. They have free will. They have a certain capacity, a certain free will that they may use, misuse, and try to be independent from Krishna.
但是作为主的不可分割的一部分的个体生物也有这样的倾向，有独立的倾向，有误用自己的自由意志的倾向。
So the material creation, this material creation is created by the Lord to give facility to those souls who want to exert their misuse their free will and try to be independent.
所以至尊主创造这个物质宇宙、物质世界，是为了成全那些想要去误用自己的自由意志的生物体。
That's the only reason why the material creation is there.
这是物质创造存在的唯一原因，主要原因。
Is to give facilities to those rebellious souls, those souls who want to be independent, so they can satisfy their desire.Or their intention to be independent and enjoy separately from the Lord.
这物质创造之所以存在，就是为了为那些逆反的生物体，想要独立于主、独立的去享受的生物体，提供享受的条件。
But because in material creation, they cannot really be independent, and because they cannot reallyenjoy as they enjoy in the spiritual world. So eventually, the conditioned souls in material creation will be saturated, will be tired, and will try to inquire about their real position.
但是因为在物质创造当中，实际上是无法真正独立的，也无法真正享受的，无法像在灵性世界那样的享受，所以生物体。在物质创造来到物质创造中的生物体，终有一天会精疲力竭去询问更高的体质。
When they understand that they cannot be independent, they cannot be the controller, they cannot be really the enjoyer of material nature, then they may inquire about the reality, who they are and what is the purpose of their lives.
当他们终于觉悟到自己无法真正的在这个物质创造物质世界当中独立起来，无法成为控制者或者真正的享受者，这时候他可能就会去询问真相，自己是谁，人生的目标是什么。
Yes, when they realize, they start realizing that the creation is done by the Supreme Lord, is the Supreme Controller, and naturally everything that is within the material creation is for their enjoyment, then the living entities accept that their role, their position, is only to be cooperators with the Supreme Lord.
只有当他们觉悟到这个物质创造也是至尊主创造的，至尊主才是最高的控制者，这物质世界的一切都是应该用来为他服务的，这时候他们才愿意去配合至尊主。
So when they understand that they are the cooperators, then they can start experience enjoyment and experience a real existence.
当他们意识到觉悟到自己是至尊主，应该是至尊主的合作者，这时候他们才能够体验到快乐，体验到真正的存在。
And then when their attitude, their rebellious attitude, their independent attitude is completely reformed, then they are qualified to go back to the spiritual world where they can enjoy in a loving association with the Lord.
当他们彻底的纠正了自己的逆反的态度，独立的态度，他们才可能才会回到灵性世界，和主一起享受爱的交流。
So for the living entities here in the material world, the material creation is very important.
所以对于处在物质世界当中的生物体来说，这个物质创造是非常重要的。
Because it's the place where they can try to exercise or can try to misuse their free will.
因为在这个地方，他们可以去尝试误用自己的独立性，自己的自由意志。
And they have the opportunity to satisfy this independent being the independent enjoyers in so many different varieties of ways.
他们可以尝试在这个地方以多种多样的方式去享受，满足他们独立的倾向，享受的欲望。
That's why there are so many species of life.
所以才会有各式各样的生命形式。
There are 8 million forms below a human form of life.
有800万种生物生命体的形式都低于人类人体生命。
These forms of life, these varieties, incredible variety, and within each varieties, there are so many sub-varieties, but so many varieties of species are there in the creation.Means that the living in the individual soul has an opportunity to enjoy a particular way in each species of life.
这独立性这些多样性生物体的多样性简直大得惊人，有那么多的生物体的形式，他们都被赋予了这样的条件去尝试运用他们的自由意志。
So all living entities below a human form of life, they're endowed with a particular sense, prominent sense that allow them to enjoy in a way that is different from other species of life.
低于人类的这八百多万种生物体，每一个生物体都有最突出的，相对较突出的一个感官。他们也被提供了这样的条件，运用这些感官进行各种各样的享受。
Like we look outside in the window, you see so many birds flying around, particularly in the morning.
尤其是在早上的时候，我们看到窗户外面有很多鸟儿在飞着。
They have this incredible facility to move from one place to another just by flying, you know, so independently, can just move here and there.
他们也得到了这么好的条件，仅仅是通过飞翔，轻易的从一个地方能够去到另外一个地方。
So many human beings would like to do that, but we cannot.
很多人也想这么做，但是做不到。
I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to imitate the birds, also flap my arms and see if I could fly.
我记得小时候，我也想像鸟一样扑闪着翅膀，扑闪着双臂就能飞翔起来，但是做不到。
There are forms of life where they can sleep many hours without being disturbed.
有一些生物体可以连续睡。很长时间不受打扰。
Like the bears can sleep for so many months in a row.
就像熊可以连续睡几个月。
Some people would like to sleep so many hours they could forget all their miseries, just go deep in their sleep. Many people are attached to sleep a lot, so, but they cannot sleep like a bear.
很多人就想深深的睡过去，睡很久，这样就能够忘记自己的苦难。有的人很依附睡眠， 但是却睡不了那么久。
Some animals can eat very much all day long. Any kind of food, eating.
还有的动物可以一天可以不停的吃，大量的吃，大量的吃。
You see the pigs are always eating, and they can eat anything. Everything is delicious, even stool is so relishable.
什么都可以吃，比如说猪可以每天不停，成天不停的吃，什么都吃，各种各样的东西都吃，吃什么都好吃。
Some other species can have so much unrestricted sex without any social formalities, like the monkeys.
还有的生物体可以不顾任何的社会规则，无限制的进行性生活，比如说猴子。
Can go around naked and not being ashamed.
可以赤身裸体，也不用感到羞愧。
So human beings are so restricted in their sense gratification compared to so many other species of life.
所以和其他众多的生物体相比，在感官享乐方面，人类受到了很大的束缚。
So any idea, any desire to enjoy in a particular way.Is totally covered, totally satisfied throughout all these 8 million forms.
Sorry, I didn't get any.
All different types of desires, all different types of wishes for sense enjoyment are totally covered, totally satisfied throughout these 8 million forms.
所有的想要享受的愿望，享受的欲望都完全被。这八百多万种生命形式覆盖了。
So Krishna through material energy facilitates all our variety, incredible variety of material desires. Krishna accommodate them.
这八百多万种生物体的生命形式都涵盖了。都涵盖了满足我们各式各样的愿望，所以 Krishna 通过物质能量满足了生物体让人难以置信的多种多样的欲望，享受的欲望。
So many facilities for material enjoyment are there offered by material nature.
物质能量为生物体提供了那么多的物质感官享乐的条件。
And all these 8 million species of life, they can engage in so many enjoyable activities and without having to suffer any karmic reaction.
这八百多万种生物体可以去享受，可以去进行感官享受，但不承担业报反应。
But when the individual soul transmigrate to the human form eventually,He has to stop this tendency for selfish enjoyment.
但是当生物体转移到人体生命当中的时候，就应该停止这种感官享乐的倾向。
Because a human form is a species of life that gives an opportunity to inquire about our real existence.
因为在人体生命当中的生物体得到了一个特别的机会，可以去询问有关自己的生命生存真相的问题。
Because even though we can experience so many different varied forms of sense enjoyment, it's all under material energy with these very stringent laws that limited everyone's existence.
因为虽然说我们可以进行各种各样的享受，但是我们却在严苛的物质自然法律的影响下，所以说我们的感官享乐也极其有限。
Material energy is always there to create trouble.
物质自然总是在为我们制造着麻烦。
First, there is birth, old age, disease, death.
首先有生老病死。
Means not have, it's not always okay, it's not always good.
也就是说并不总是那么好。
And then there is suffering caused by material nature.
还有物质自然带给我们的痛苦。
Like now it's very hot.
比如说现在天气很热。
Sometimes very cold.
有时候又太冷。
Sometimes there is a big typhoon.
有时候有巨大的台风。
There's suffering caused by other living entities.
还有其他生物体带给我们的痛苦。
Like there is always some living entity giving us trouble.
因为总有一些生物体会给我们制造麻烦。
As human beings, we are not so much in the food chain, but if you go back to the 8 million species of life, each living entity belongs to the food chain, means every living entity is food for another living entity.
人并没有完全的处在食物链当中。 但是其他的八百多万种生物体，它们每一个所有的这些生物体都处在食物链当中，每一个生物体都是其他生物体的食物。
So they have to always avoid their predators in order to protect themselves and their own.
为了保护自己，他们就得时刻警惕着会捕获他们的生物体。
So there is always fear.
所以恐惧始终存在。
There's suffering caused by one's mind and body.
还有一类痛苦是由生物体自己的心理和身体造成的。
We can become sick.
人会生病。
And the mind is always worried about so many things.
心也总是在担心着那么多事情。
So, yes, there is enjoyment in the lower species of life, and free, we could say free enjoyment without having to suffer any karma, but it's under very stringent laws that impose so many restrictions to the living entities.
的确在更低等的生物体的生命形式当中，存在着自由的感官享乐的条件。 他们也不用去承担业报，但是依然在严苛的自然法律的控制之中。
So when the living entities, when the individual soul finally comes to the stage of the human form, in that human form, he has a very special facility that is not given to the other species of life.
但是当个体灵魂来到人体生命当中的时候，他就得到了一种 人体生命特有的条件，这是在其他生物体当中不存在的。
as a more developed intelligence, he can inquire about his awkward situation.
人体生命当中的生物体有更发达的智性，他可以去询问，他为什么处于这样尴尬的处境。
That's why it is explained when we come to the human form, it's the time to inquire about higher purpose in life.
所以当来到人体生命当中的时候，生物体就应该询问生命的更高意义。
The first question that a human being asks himself is, why I am here in this material world?
问的第一个问题就是我为什么在这个物质世界？
Why I am here? I have to be subjected to suffering that I cannot avoid.
为什么我不可避免地受制于各种痛苦？
This is one question that every human being should ask. Why I suffer?
这是每一个人需要询问的问题，我为什么受苦？
Because suffering is not something that is part of belongs to the individual soul.
因为痛苦是不属于个体灵魂的。
And then another question that goes after that, why, how can I stop suffering?
那随后要问的问题就是我怎样才能停止受苦、
Who am I? Who am I really?
我到底是谁？
Am I this body that's going to perish one day or another?
我是不是这个必将死去的这具躯体呢？
Why I don't like to die?
为什么我不喜欢死亡？
Why I don't accept, why I cannot accept the idea of non-existence?
为什么我无法接受不存在的这个概念？
Means I must be something different from this body because this body is certainly is going to perish one day. That's inevitable that we see around all the time.
也就是说，这个物质躯体它必将会毁掉的，就像我们看到周围很多人的躯体也最终也销毁了。那我必将、我一定是不同于这个躯体的。
Everybody's dying, and I know I'm going to die, but I don't want to die. So who I am? Where am I really?
每个人都在经历死亡，我也必将会死去。但是为什么我不想死呢？我到底是谁？
I must be different from this body, otherwise I would accept the fact that I have to die one day.
我肯定是不同于这个躯体的，我肯定不是这个躯体，否则的话我就能够接受终有一天会死去这个事实了。
Why I want to be eternal, but I cannot be eternal with this body?
为什么本来就无法永恒，无法在这个物质躯体当中获得永恒，但是我依然想要变得永恒呢？
What is the real purpose of my life?
我生命的真正的意义是什么？
So this is really the questions that a human being can ask and should ask.
这些是人能够问出来的问题，也是人应该问的问题。
The lower species of life, they don't ask these questions.
那低等生命体当中的生物体是无法问出这样的问题的。
They just go about their lives, they endure all kinds of suffering, and they have some particular enjoyment that's very unique in their species of life, but they don't question their existence.
他们只是随波逐流的过着他们的生活，享受着在他的特定的躯体当中能够享受的感官享乐。但是他们不会去发问，不会去询问存在的问题。
But human beings have this facility.
但人有这样的条件。
And by asking these questions, they gradually are going to use properly their human form of life.
通过询问这些问题，逐渐他们就能够恰当的利用好这具人体的躯体。
Otherwise, they may lose again their human form of life and be thrown into the lower species of life.
否则他们就误用了人体生命，又被抛入低等的生命体形式当中。
Because human form of life is not meant for sense enjoyment, for selfish sense enjoyment.
因为人体生命是本来就不是用来自私的做自私的感官享乐的。
Human life is a life of responsibility, means we have to be responsible for our actions.
在人体生命当中的生物体是要负责任的，要对自己的行为负责任。
Because if you act irresponsibly, we suffer more than we suffer in other species of life. If you misuse our free will, our human form of life, and you act irresponsibly, then we are going to suffer more than we suffer in other species of life.
如果我们误用了我们的自由意志，误用了人体生命。 那么我们就就会我们受的痛苦承受的痛苦要比在其他生物生命体形式当中的生物体受的痛苦更多。
Human beings are the only species that suffer, not just suffer physical, but suffer mentally.
因为只有人因为人不光会在躯体上受苦也会在心理上受苦。
Because the feeling of guilt, the feeling of remorse, the feeling of rage or anger, all these feelings, they are not present in a lower species of life.
因为像愧疚、懊悔、仇恨、愤怒这样的情绪在低等生物体当中是不存在的。
Stress, anxiety, other species don't experience that.
压力和焦虑也不是其他生物体能够去体验的。
So this is a particular suffering that is only human beings experience because of their not taking responsibility for their actions.
但只有人会承受这样的心理痛苦，就是因为他们没有对自己的行为负责。
Animals, they don't experience anxiety or stress like human beings. They don't have the feeling of guilt or feeling of repentance and all these feelings that we, human beings experience.
动物是不会体验到人心里的这种痛苦的，比如说焦虑、压力、还有懊悔以及惭愧。
In material nature, in general, satisfy all their needs. In general, all living entities have their needs satisfied.
一般来说，所有生物体的愿望，它的欲望的需求都能得到满足。
And human beings also have their needs satisfied, but the problem is that.Human beings develop greed. They want to enjoy, to have selfish enjoyment more and more, more and more. They go beyond what they should be doing and be satisfied naturally.
人的需求也能够得到满足，但是问题是，人不光有需求，人还发展出了欲求、欲望，总想无止境的满足自己的自私的。感官享乐、想要越来越多的享受、越来越多的享受。
In this material world, there is everything to satisfy everyone's need.
这个物质世界当中，这个物质世界可以满足每个人的需求。
All our needs, eating, sleeping, defending, all our material needs.Are totally covered by material nature because that's Krishna's arrangement.
物质自然已经涵盖了所有能够满足我们的所有的基本需求的条件，比如说吃睡、房位等交配，满足我们所有需求的条件都已经存在于这个物质世界的物质自然当中了，因为这是 Krishna 的安排。
So for our needs, there is.Everything is there to satisfy our needs.
所以满足我们需求的所有条件都存在了。
But not to satisfy our greed.
但是不存在满足我们的欲贪欲的我们的
greed and lust. Yeah, greed and lust. It is our only.In a human manifest only in a human form of life.
但是物质世界是这个物质自然无法满足我们的贪婪的欲望。贪婪的欲望只存在于人体生命中。
So material creation is very important for those individual souls that decided to experience life independently from the Lord.
物质创造是为了满足那些想要独立于主去体验快乐的生物体的。
They can satisfy their independent material desires.
他们可以满足自己的独立的欲望。
And then they can understand their mistake when they come to the human form of life. They can understand that they cannot really be happy within the material world.
当他们来到人体生命的形体当中的时候，就会意识到自己的错误，意识到在物质世界是根本无法独立的享受的。
And then they have opportunity to reform their attitude.
这时候他们就有机会来改正、纠正自己的态度。
To understand that actually Krishna is the controller and the proprietor of everything.
明白 Krishna 是一切的拥有者、享受者。
Krishna is the enjoyer of everything.
Krishna 是一切的享受者。
And most important to understand that Krishna is our best friend.
最重要的是明白 Krishna 是我们最好的朋友。
So this is the beginning of having a very peaceful and happy life.
这是平和快乐生活的开始。
And then gradually the individual soul can purify themselves in association of devotees.And gradually prepare to go back to their original place.
逐渐的，个体灵魂在与奉献者的联谊当中会得到净化，最终回归到自己原本的地位。
So it's a place for reformation.
所以这个地方是让人改过自新的地方。
We have the right because we are.Parts and parcels of Krishna, we also have free will. We have the right to misuse our free will. So we experience that in the material world, and then we realize that it's foolish to try to use our free will in this way.
我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，我们有权利去运用自己的自由意志，或者说误用自己的自由意志，但是。早晚有一天我们会意识到在这个物质世界误用自己的自由意志来到这个物质世界是很愚蠢的。
And then when you go back, we feel so happy to be back with Krishna in a loving relationship with Krishna that we vow to never be separated from him.
当我们最终回到 Krishna 身边和他享受着爱的交流的时候，我们才会真正体验到快乐。我们就会发下誓言，不再离开他了。
So for the individual soul, this material creation is important.
对个体灵魂，这个物质世界是很重要的。
For those who want to misuse their free will, it's important.
对那些想要误用自己的自由意志的生物体来说，这个物质创造是很重要的。
But for the Lord Himself, is the least important of His pastimes. The material creation is the least important.
但对主来说，这个物质创造是他的逍遥时光当中最不重要的一部分。
Because it's like the government. The government.It creates many departments for the benefit of the citizens.
就像政府为了国民的福祉，创建了不同的政府部门。
There's a health department, there's an education department, recreation department, this department. So many departments are there to facilitate the life of the citizens to make them.Comfortable, satisfied.
有健康部门、卫生部门、教育部门等等各种各样的部门，满足人民的不同的需求。
But the government also takes care of the penitentiary department, the jail department.
政府也负责监狱。
Because.It's inevitable that some citizens are going to break their free will.
因为总有一些公民难免会犯法。
They are going to break the laws.
会犯法，会误用自己的自由意志犯法。
And in order to not create trouble to other good citizens, they have to be locked in jail.
为了让这些犯了法的公民不给其他公民造成麻烦，所以他们就得被关到监狱。
So the jail is not just a place to confine them and make them suffer. It's a place to give them opportunity to reform, to be re-educated and reformed so they can come out as good citizens and be free like other citizens.
监狱存在的目的不光是为了让这些囚徒把这些囚徒囚禁起来让他们受苦，而是也是给他们一个机会改过自新，让他们重回这个社会，像做一个好公民。
So when the government opens a particular department, you know, a new hospital, a new school, a new university, or something like a new place of game, you know, for sports, a stadium, things like that, the government is very proud and announces in the newspaper and television, we have done this, and great authorities go there for the opening ceremony. But when they open a jail, we don't hear these things in the newspapers, university. Oh, the government just established a new jail department, a new prison house here and there. They don't mention that.
就比如说，当政府开了一个医院，或者是建了一个学校，或建了一个体育场等等，他们就会在各大媒体上大肆的报道，新闻电视上报道。可是如果建了一座新的监狱，他们就不会大力去宣传了。我们不会经常往往不会听到说新闻上报纸上有说政府又建了一座新的监狱。
Because the creation of a new prison is the least important thing for the government.
因为对政府来说，建一个监狱是他的所有的工作当中最不重要的部分。
So the same way, for the Lord, the material creation is the least important of his pastimes.
同样的，创造这个物质世界是主的逍遥时光当中最次要的部分。
But even though it's the least important, still the Lord does with so many minute detail and is so wonderful how the material creation takes place. It's just so wonderful.
即便是他的逍遥时是主的逍遥时光当中最不重要的部分，但是他依然事无巨细，把每一个细节都创造的那么完美，这物质展示是那么的精彩。
He manifests particular incarnation just for the creation.
他为了创造也展示出不同的化身。
And all the different details of the material creation are wonderful. They really show really the presence of an incredible intelligence.
这个物质创造的每一个细节都是那么的精彩，那么的完美。我们能够看到，那背后一定是有非常惊人的智性。
To the minute detail, everything is done so perfectly. To the minute detail.
每一个细节都是那么的完美，天衣无缝。
No expert human being, an engineer or anybody expert can make so sophisticated things as they are there in material nature created by the Lord.
任何一个无论多么专业的工程师，任何一个人都无法创造出像主创造出的这样一个精密的完美的物质世界。
We all have experience with ants because ants crawl all over the place.
我们对蚂蚁比较熟悉，因为到处都有蚂蚁在爬。
And some ants are really, really very small.
有的蚂蚁真的特别特别小。
Can you imagine in that little small body, there is a heart, there is a super soul inside his heart, and there is all the different functions, and they can move with certain, with such a speed that human beings cannot.
能想象吗？这样一个如此微小的生物体，它的体内也是有心脏，有各种它活动所需要的机能，所需要的感官，而且有超灵居于它的心中。即便这么微小，它也以人类难以置信的速度在前进。
They have an incredible strong body. They can carry a weight 10 times heavier than their body.
蚂蚁的身体其实非常强壮，它能够携带的重物是它体重的十倍。
No human being can do that. We cannot lift. We hardly can lift something of our own weight.
这是人类是很难做到的。即便是要让我们搬起和我们体重一样的重物都很难。
I cannot hold 70 kilos like this in the air for a long time.
比如说让我举70公斤的东西我都举不了多久。
Look at the birds, they fly around with such beautiful feathers and beautiful singing that totally captivates our hearing.
我们观察一下周围的那些鸟儿，它们的羽毛是多么美，而且它们的歌声那么的迷人。
So beautiful sound.
能够发出那么美妙的声音。
The flowers, so beautiful, so colorful, and each flower with a different fragrance.
还有各种颜色的花朵，而且每一种花的香味都是不一样的。
So Krishna goes, is such an artist in the minute detail of the creation, is so beautiful, so attractive. He does not spare any really detail in the creation, everything so sophisticated, so perfect.
所以 Krishna 是多么伟大出色的一位艺术家，他没有放过任何一个细节，每一个细节都创造的是那么的精美，那么的完善。
So even though it's the least important of his pastimes, still Krishna does it so perfectly.
即便说这个物质创造是他的逍遥时光当中最次要的部分，但他依然创造的这么完美。
And he comes frequently, he himself comes frequently in his original form and in his different expansions and performs so incredible, so blissful pastimes.
他还会定期以他原本的形体来到这个物质世界上演精彩的喜乐的逍遥时光。
He sends so many of his wonderful associates to come and try to convince us about our mistake.
他也派了他很多他的出色的同友来到这个物质世界来唤醒我们，让我们明白我们原本的地位。
And the Lord performs so many beautiful pastimes here to attract the hearts of the conditioned souls.
主在这里上演各种美妙的逍遥时光，就是为了吸引受条件限制的灵魂的心。
So the Lord, even though he creates the material creation in order to facilitate the selfish desires of some individual soul, the Lord, out of love, out of concern,He make arrangement for their quick reform so they can go back to their loving relationship with Krishna.
虽然说主最初创造这个物质世界的目的是为了成全生物体的自私的享受的欲望，但是出于对生物体的爱和关心，他做了各种各样的安排，以便他们能够快速的得到改进，能够改过自新，尽快的回到他身边，和他享受爱的交流。
So now, for those of us who are fortunate, you know, we are fortunate because we know all this. We know the purpose of the creation, we know the purpose of our existence. We have understood all this, and so we have to really to make good advantage of all this knowledge, all these practices, in order to reform ourselves as quick as possible and not wait for another life in this material creation.
我们很幸运，因为我们知道这个物质创造的目的，也知道我们存在的目的，所以说我们要善用这门知识，很好的，以最佳的方式把握好这门修习的程序，以便尽快得到改过自新，这样我们就不用在物质世界再次投生了。
And we have to try to convince others that this material creation is not for their enjoyment, because they cannot really enjoy their heart's full content. And it's a place which temporary full of so many miseries.
而且我们要去说服其他的生物体，让他们相信这个地方不是让他们享受的地方，他们也无法在这个物质世界真正去享受的，因为这个地方也已经是这个地方是一个短暂和痛苦的世界。
We have to point out these things because people are so much in illusion that they tend to forget the miseries that are always lurking in a corner.
因为我们要时刻的去提醒人们，让人们了解到这个真相，因为很多人总是会去忘记随处可见的痛苦。
At the same time, you should always be reminded that we are not part of this material creation. We are here just passing by, and this is our time to go back to Krishna, because this place here is not our real place. Here it's very difficult to be reminded that Krishna is the supreme controller and the enjoyer of everything, because illusion is so strong.
而且我们要不断的时刻的提醒自己，我们不属于这个物质创造，我们不是这个物质创造的，不属于这个物质创造，因为我们不属于这个物质创造，因为我们无法在这里完全的去享受，我们要是回到 Krishna 的身边，因为在这个地方我们很难想起来，很难相信这个至尊主是控制者，是享受者，因为物质能量是那么的强大。
So much illusion is so strong.
有那么多的幻觉非常的强大。
So we have to be very careful now that we have receive so much knowledge and you know what to do. We should be very diligent, very, very serious about our practices and always be reminded of our position and Krishna's position and the reason for this material creation.
我们现在得到了这么多知识，也知道该怎么做了，所以呢，要时刻的去提醒自己，提醒自己，让我们铭记 Krishna 的位置，以及我们的原本位置，以及这个物质创造的目的。
So at least say Hare Krishna to everyone.
至少可以对每个人说 Hare Krishna.
Even to the little bugs.
即便是一个小虫子。
Even to the little ant that is running very quick on your table.
即便是快速地爬到你桌子上的小蚂蚁
Say Hare Krishna.
跟他们说 Hare Krishna.
Because this Hare Krishna is the most powerful thing to awaken the individual soul to his real consciousness.
因为这个 Hare Krishna, 这一句 Hare Krishna 就很有力量，能够让个体灵魂恢复想起他原本的地位。
Hare Krishna.
恢复他原本的知觉。Hare Krishna.
Any comments or questions?
大家有没有什么评论和问题？
The first question from Free and Easy. 感恩亲爱的阿叔的精彩啊！感恩亲爱的阿叔的精彩讲课。我们经历的痛苦，我们经历的苦难，最后真的会只剩下 Krishna 吗？为什么我的感觉很微弱，觉得自己很没有力量？我怎样能够增强我的信心，念诵的渴望怎么加强？
我们经历的苦难，最后真的会只剩下 Krishna 吗？这句话是什么意思？我们经历的苦难，最后真的会只剩下 Krishna 吗？Sati Madhaji, 这句话你能明白吗？可不可以问一下 Madhaji 这句
是什么意思？哦，没修 Krishna 之觉，对痛苦的感知比较弱，现在一点点事情就很痛苦，是不是我休息的方式出了问题？经历总是跟知道差距很远，我应该怎样改进呢？The question.
Hi, Krishna. 就他上，他第一个问题，他的大概的意思，我理解应该是就是经历了很多的这个痛苦，然后最后因为通过这个修行Krishna直觉，对，就是可能把这些痛苦都经历之后，就只有皈依Krishna的。就是他现在对这个程序心上还是有一点疑惑的。
Even though she's a devotee, still suffering is there.
Yes. The first part of the question is, she wants to know, so after experiencing all the miseries, we will finally realize that Krishna is our only shelter.Or, to put it in another way, will all the sufferings bring us to Krishna's shelter?
Why do I feel so weak? Why I feel so powerless? How can I increase my confidence? How can I strengthen the desire to chant the holy names?
Yes.
And the second part, the perception is the pain is weak without Krishna consciousness. Now a little thing is very painful. Something wrong with the way I practice. Yes, in the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, Krishna very kindly removes a lot of our karmic reactions.
在我们开始修习 Krishna 知觉的时候， Krishna 仁慈的将我们大量的业报反应都带走了。
Krishna he wants to encourage us to become more serious about our commitment in our devotional life.
刚开始的时候， Krishna 想以此来鼓励我们，让我们认真的投入到灵性生活当中来。
And the fact that in the beginning we tend to be more concentrated, to be more serious, to be more steady in our practice.
刚开始的时候，我们往往会更专注、更认真、更稳定。
But then we tend to relax a little bit.
之后呢，就容易放松、松懈一些。
Because we think, oh, I just practiced a little bit and I got so much nice experience. And then we tend to think, oh, it's okay. And you take it for granted and we start relaxing, you know. Not being as steady, as focused as we did in the beginning.
We will find that I just slowly 休息了一点就得到这么大的好处。所以我们就会把这种休息的结果当作是理所当然的，就没有最初的那样的稳定那样的专注了，就会松懈一些。
We become in the beginning we are learning, you are very attentive, but then you become we know how to do everything and we become we become, we do it mechanically, or almost without thinking what we are doing, because it's always already a routine, so you get used to it, but we don't put our hearts anymore like we did in early days.
因为刚开始的时候，我们处在学习的阶段，是学习的心态，所以会更认真、更专注。但慢慢的，我们学会了，懂得怎么做了，就会机械的去做，想都不想，成了一种例行公事的去做的习惯了，就不会投入真心了。
So Maya Devi is when you see that you're becoming little.Lax, Maya Devi catches, and then we have experienced more suffering.
当 Maya Devi 物质能量看到我们松懈的时候，它就会逮住我们，让我们体验到这样的痛苦。
But she's not mean. She's not cruel. She does that as a service, because when we are a little pinched, we may feel more the need to be more careful, to be more attentive.
但是 Maya Devi 这么做并不是说她就很无情很残酷，她这么做那是她的服务，让因为我们感到被掐一点感掐一下感到痛苦的时候，我们就会觉得就会意识到我需要更小心一些。
So this is is an arrangement of Krishna that we become more serious, more focused, and don't minimize our practices, either in quantity and quality. Don't minimize, increase and be more focused, more concentrated, because we have a goal, and that goal is still far away.
这是为了提醒我们，让我们变得更认真，更专注。任何时候都不要减少我们的休息，无论是质上还是量上，一定要不断的增加我们的休息的质，提高休息的量，更加的专注。要明白，我们有一个目标，我们现在离那个目标还很远呢。
So we have to be always endeavoring to do better and better in our service to Krishna.
在对 Krishna 的服务当中，我们要始终不断的努力，做得更好，更好。
In chanting Hare Krishna, for instance, which is our main devotional activity, has to be done more and more careful, more and more attention, more focused in order to overcome the influence of material energy.
就比如说，我们最主要的方案服务唱诵 Hare Krishna, 我们要不断的。越来越认真，越来越专注，越来越用心，这样子的话才能够对抗物质能量的影响。
So even though our suffering is caused by our karma, Krishna is using our karma as a means to make us be more conscious, like pinching us, be more careful, be more attentive, be more focused.Put your heart in what you are doing.
虽然说我们受的苦，主要是我们受的苦是因为我们的业报反应，但是 Krishna 利用我们的业报反应来提醒我们更加的专注，更加的认真，投入真心，用上心。
So Krishna is using what we deserve, but is using in a way to help us to wake up, to be more attentive, be more focused in what you are doing, more devotional.
虽然说我们受的苦是根据我们的业报，这是我们应得的应受的痛苦，但 Krishna 利用这一点来唤醒我们，让我们更用心，更专注，更有分外。
So every day, every moment is an opportunity to improve.
所以每一天、每时、每刻都是我们改进的机会。
Always improving.
持续不断的，总是在改善。
That's the life of a devotee, always improving. Whatever he's practicing, even if he's very short practice because there's so many other things to do, but always improving the quality of our practice of devotion.
这就是奉献者的生活，总是在不断的改善，不断的改善。虽然说，有时候你花在休息上的时间很短，但是你要也要不断的去改善这个休息的质量。
I don't want to suffer. I want to go back to Krishna. So I have to endeavor. I have to endeavor. And if you really try to improve ourselves, then Krishna certainly will help. Because Krishna helps those who help themselves.
我不想受苦，我想回到 Krishna 身边，所以我们就要不要不断的去改善，不断的督促自己，因为Krishna 会帮助自助者。
God helps those who help themselves.
神助自助者。
So you have to improve. You have to make an effort to improve. Cry Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Cry, beg Krishna, please help me. I'm still so attached to this material world. I'm still so contaminated. But I want to go back to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
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 Hare
Krishna, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare
Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Improve. There is always room for improvement.
他不断的、不断的在改善，不断的要提高，总是有提高、改善的余地的，并且总是向 Krishna 呼喊、祈祷。我很想接近你，很想回到你身边，但是我还有那么多的物质依附，还有那么多的物质污染，所以你帮帮我。
So take a responsibility for your suffering because it's caused by you, by your previous activities, not caused by Krishna or by material nature. It's caused by you. Take a responsibility, and when this you experience more suffering, take your big bags and chant some extra round. Open a book and read for some time. Do something that connects you to Krishna. Pray. Bend yourselves on your knees. And pray, please, my dear Lord, help me to become your devotee so I can overcome my weakness and my suffering.
所以当你承受痛苦的时候，你要自己为你的痛苦负责，因为你的痛苦是你自己造成的，因为你过往的活动你自己造成的，并不是 Krishna 造成的，也不是物质自然造成的，所以要为你的痛苦负责。怎么为你的痛苦负责呢？感到痛苦的时候，就赶紧拿起念珠袋，多念几圈，更专注的去念诵，跪下来向 Krishna 祈祷，祈祷他帮助你。或者拿起 Prabhupada 的书籍，读一些书。
So there is always a remedy for our.Situation we may a terrible situation we may find ourselves. There is always a solution.
无论我们处在怎样艰难的一种处境当中，都是有办法的，有解法的。
Krishna consciousness is the solution to all the problems of material existence.
Krishna 知觉是解决物质存在当中所有问题的解法。
Materially, there is no material solution. To material problems, there are no material solutions.
物质的问题是找不到物质的解法的。
Only Krishna consciousness can give solution to our material problems.
只有 Krishna 知觉能够为我们的物质问题提供解法。
But we have to take advantage of it, you know.Hey Krishna, call Krishna.
但我们得善用这个程序 ，Hare Krishna， 去呼喊 Krishna。
Remember, Krishna is our best friend.
别忘了 ，Krishna 是我们最好的朋友。
And is always available.
而且他总是有时间的。
Is right there in your heart.
他就在你心里。
is the person more close to you?
是离你最近的人。
Nobody is as close to you as Krishna, as the Super Soul.
没有人能够像 Krishna 或者超灵一样跟你那么近。
So, don't lament. Accept responsibility for whatever wrongdoing is already bad, something bad happening to you. Take responsibility and beg Krishna to forgive you and to take you, to help you to overcome your wrong tendencies.
所以呢，遇到任何的痛苦，不要难过，向 Krishna 求救，向 Krishna 祈祷，向 Krishna 请求 Krishna 的原谅，让他帮助你。
Next question.
Radha Ananda Ji, Hare Krishna. 深深的顶拜敬仰大树，圣典播讲了谈第一篇第九章，一个世界的钥匙中，圣 Prabhupada 有一句话。了解这个世界是短暂的，可以使人去除一身的俗气。如何理解这句话？ Srila Prabhupada said in one of the purport, as long as we understand the temporary nature of this material world, all our mundane tendency or mundane conceptions will be eradicated.How can we understand this?
Say it again.
Srila Prabhupada said in one of the purport in Srimad Bhagavatam.
In Bhagavatam, she said which one?
She said one of the verses in Canto 1, Chapter 9. Madhiji, 你能告诉一下是具体哪个师姐吗？她说她可以查到英文原文。
So you can you say it again?
27世纪。
1927.
Okay.
谢谢。
Prabhupada says in a purport?
Yes. If one understands the nature, the temporary nature of this material world, all the mundane, it's not so accurate, let me see if I can find the English. The EP, the 九章二十七啊。
Such a long. So as long as we understand the temporary nature of this material world, then.
What is
really the question?
All the mundane tendency will be removed. How can we understand this?
I don't find anything in it, but perhaps you can rephrase. You can rephrase your question.
Okay. 我也还没找到。了解这个世界是短暂的，可以使人去除一身的俗气。去除一身的俗气是什么意思呢？Satya Madhuji, 去除一身的俗气，还可以怎么说呢？这句话。
我想可能就是是二十八世纪，二十八世纪，他说记错了。
是二十八哦。好的 ，28，钥匙当中对吗？您
对
是引用的这个是原话，是原话对吧？
稍等啊，我查一下这个二十八世纪。
应该不是二十八世纪，二十八世纪没有。
you cannot translate our wording?
Let me try to explain. It's like, usually in the material world, we are very mundane in our mentality, in our behaviors. But as long as we understand the temporary nature of this material world, all our mundane material tendency will be removed. How can we understand this? This is part of Srila Prabhupada's purport.
So, yes, if you understand that everything is temporary in this world, then you know that you cannot depend. You cannot depend on things of this material world, because everything is independent, comes and goes. Everything is temporary, it comes and goes. So we have to take shelter of spiritual things, spiritual activities, spiritual associations.
的确，当我们了解到这物质世界是短暂的，我们就不再去依赖物质世界的任何东西了。我们知道短暂的东西都是会来也会走，这时候我们就会更脱避于灵性的事物，灵性的涟漪。
We understand that material enjoyment is temporary and eventually brings suffering. So instead of pursuing material happiness, we try to pursue spiritual happiness, our connection, loving connection with Krishna.
当我们明白物质世界是短暂的，我们也就会了解物质的享受也是短暂的，最终还会带给我们痛苦。这时候我们就会去追求永恒的灵性的快乐，也就是在对 Krishna 的服务当中的快乐。
So the more we engage in devotional service, the more we realize how everything in this material world is temporary and it cannot really satisfy us.
我们越是从事奉爱服务，就会越觉悟到这物质世界的一切都是短暂的，是无法满足我们的真正的想要快乐的愿望的。
Next question.
Next question from Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. 顶白阿叔，顶白奉献者们，物质世界是监狱，听说奉献者没有变得纯粹之前，可以成为这个物质世界的一流感官享乐者，有美妙的布施阿当，有快乐的唱歌跳舞，有漂亮的妻子，帅气的丈夫，有可爱的儿女，然后我们就不想回到 Krishna 那里了，怎么克服这种情况呢？不让自己成为一流监狱的囚犯，监狱的啊。
Please accept my obeisances. The material world is a prison. I've heard that devotees, before they become pure, they can become a first-class sense gratifier, sense enjoyer. They can enjoy the first-class, wonderful prasadam. They can enjoy singing and dancing. They can have beautiful wife, handsome husband, have lovely children. Then we won't have a strong desire to go back to Krishna. How can we avoid this tendency? How can we avoid being the first-class prisoner in the material world?
It's very interesting, yes. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous.
这很危险。
Krishna gives all these facilities. It's only for our service. We should be always thinking this. Are Krishna given, and it's only to use for his servant, not for my enjoyment. I am not the enjoyer.
我们得到这么多好的条件的时候，要明白这一切都是 Krishna 给的。Krishna 给这些条件是为了让我们服务 Krishna， 要明白我们不是享受者。
The moment we forget that Krishna is the enjoyer and the owner of everything, and we start using things for our own satisfaction, then we can fall down.
一旦我们以为我们是享受者，一旦或者拥有者， 我们可以永远的享受下去，我们就堕落了。
So what initially sounds like a blessing to have a good family, good children with it, and all these facilities, if you don't use properly, it becomes a curse.
所以呢，最初看上去是很好的祝福的这些条件，比如说有一个美满的家庭，有这么好的条件，看似是一个祝福，如果我们不加善用，的话，就会成为一个诅咒。
Anything that exists in this material world, it's the property of the Lord. It's meant for His enjoyment.
物质世界存在的一切都是主的财产，对，都应该被用来去满足主。
Then you can have a fabulous family, you can have a fabulous wealth, and be very qualified, and all these things, and all this will be assets in your devotional service if you always remember that Krishna is the supreme controller, supreme proprietor, and the best and the supreme enjoyer of everything.
如果我们始终都记住 Krishna 是终极的享受者，他是最高的控制者、拥有者和享受者，那么我们得到的所有的条件，无论是美满的家庭，好的妻子，还有其他的优越的条件，都会成为我们在服务 Krishna 当中的有用的资产。
And just be realistic, you know, all this beautiful wife is going to get old and not so beautiful, and the children may go away and become very rebellious, and the wealth you have, you may be lost.
而且我们要认清楚现实，要实际一点儿。有美丽的妻子，妻子也会变老；有可爱的孩子，孩子也会长大，有可能会离开，变得反叛。我们的有很多财富也可能会失去。
So while we have those things, while we have those facilities, we should use them in Krishna's service only.Not for our selfish enjoyment.
当得到这些优越的条件的时候，应该只用来服务 Krishna， 不要用来满足我们自私的欲望。
We honor good prasada because it's offered first for Krishna's enjoyment.
我们荣耀美味的 prasada 是因为首先我们把它供奉给了 Krishna， 让 Krishna 先享受了。
But while we enjoy prasada, you should always remember the prayer Sarira Vijajal, what that means.
当我们荣耀 prasada 的时候，荣耀前唱诵的那个 Sarira Vijajal 那个祷文，我们始终要知道是什么意思。
Okay, Chandra Vilasini Devitasi.
顶拜阿叔，请问我们这辈子得到人体生命。感受的痛苦是生生世世痛苦的总和，都在人体生命这一世反映吗？感谢阿叔 Hare Krishna. The sufferings we experience in human form, is a combination, is a total amount of all the karmic reactions we perform, we did in previous, in other.In many of the previous lifetimes, is that right?
In previous human lifetimes.
好，你说这一世的是生生世世痛苦的总和，对，是生生世世，是你做之前的，是我们之前的每一世做人的时候的那个反应的综合。
Because in a low species of life, you don't create karma.
因为刚刚也说了，在低等的生命体的形式当中，生物体是不会积累业报的。
They act according to the laws of nature.
低等的生物体都是按照自然法律在做事的。
They are not responsible for their activities.
他们不用为自己的行为负责。
if a tiger kills another animal, it's not a crime.
比如说老虎要杀了别的动物的话，这不算犯罪。
It's just how nature it is. He kills the animal that is meant for his food.
他杀那个动物是因为那个动物是他天然的食物。
There is no killing in nature by lower species of life. There is no criminal killing. They kill for necessity.
在其他的生物体形式当中不存在不存在屠杀。他们的屠杀不是犯罪，他们的屠杀唯一的原因，唯一的目的是因为对方是他的食物。
So they commit violence, yeah, violence is there, but there is no sinful reaction.
在其他生物体当中是存在暴力的，但是不存在业报反应。
In material life, if we do properly our duties, there are also some things we do that seems violent, but still there is no reaction, like a doctor cutting a patient with a knife. It's not violence. It's violence, but it's not a crime. It's painful, creates painful, it's cutting, but it's to save the patient.
在人体生命当中，在有些情况下，有的行为是暴力，是会给对方带来痛苦，但是不算犯罪。比如说，医生切割病人的伤口，这个确实是挺暴力，对病人也会造成痛苦，但是不是犯罪，因为是为了治疗。
If you kill in self-defense, it's not a crime. You are not condemned.
为了自卫而去为了自卫杀了对方也不算犯罪。
So yeah, we suffer the reactions of our previous human forms karmas.
的确，我们这一世承受的痛苦是我们过往的，是生生世世做在人体生命当中所做的活动的反应的综合。
Okay, thank you. Thank you everybody for being there to listen.
感谢大家的聆听。
Hare Krishna.
A special thank you to Shyamalila and Sati. Yeah, Sati, another one.
Yeah. 刚才那个Radha Ananda Madaji, 他说的那个博迦瓦坛那个诗节找到了，就是第一篇第九章的27诗节，在那个药旨当中倒数第三段中间。中间有一个部分是那么说的，阿叔你可以再看一下吗？
找找啊。
就是练瑜伽可以使人控制食欲，然后了解这个世界的是短暂的，可以使人去除一身的俗气。就这句话
我看到了。阿叔 is in the purport 1927 purport the last third paragraph is said here.By practice of yoga, one can control hunger and worldliness. That's the word I didn't know how to translate. Worldliness can be avoided by cultivating the knowledge of impermanence. Yes.
On the third paragraph.
Yes. I pasted it here. But by practice of yoga, one can control hunger, and worldliness can be avoided by cultivating the knowledge of impermanence.
Yeah, we said that. Yeah. By cultivating the knowledge, if we understand that everything in this material world is temporary, then even happiness is temporary. So we don't endeavor for material success or material benefits. We endeavor for spiritual benefits. So all worldliness, all worldly tendencies, can eventually will be subside and will be zero.
回答还是一样的，就像刚刚我们说的，一旦我们觉悟到这个物质世界是短暂的，我们就不会再执着于物质的，执着于我们意识到这个物质世界是短暂的，在这个物质世界当中获得的快乐也是短暂的，我们就不再执着于物去追求物质的成功、物质的益处，而会转而集中精力去追求灵性的益处。
So we stop our worldly pursuits, worldly life.
我们就会停止世俗的生活、世俗的追求。
That's what we are doing.
这就是我们现在所做的。我们在尝试、努力所做的。
Okay, a special thank you to Shyamalila and Sati Mataji for arranging this time for our association.
也感谢萨提玛德基、沙玛尼拉一起来配合我们今天早上的早课。
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Hari, 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 Hari Bo.
Thank you, Ashu. Hare Krishna.